Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in post-Christmas, end of the week, Dom Giordano Show. A lot of great stuff today. We announced the winner of the Caller of the Year, which you can access on my Twitter at DomShow1210. Still time to vote. 2 o'clock, we'll announce it at DomShow1210. Go and vote now. All right, I'll tell you how I vote in this scrum going on that's really interesting. I was reading Vivek Ramaswamy yesterday. And, you know, he said things that we've heard before that certainly ring true in some way, shape, or form. And that is you know, in America, we're not pushing kids hard enough in schools, excellence, STEM, those kinds of things. But he pretty much went off the rails. And a lot of people that are conservative or critical, and I'm one of them, Elon Musk jumped in to try to clean this up. He pretty much declared Americans are mediocre. People are calling this one of the most offensive things that I've ever read. Here's what the tension is. There's a guy that President Trump, that is Indian-American, appointed to not a cabinet position, but another big governmental position. And this guy is someone who is pro more green cards, HB1 visas, and all that type of stuff. How many times have we talked about this? You know what the root cause is with a lot of these American companies. I believe they don't want to pay Americans what Americans want to make in our society, in our country, and rightfully so. They want to undercut them by importing people who will do it for less. Their argument is, no, these Americans suck. Vivek Ramaswamy seems to be trying to make that point. Now, Elon Musk jumped into the ring. He kind of got caught up in it a little bit. And then he backed himself out by saying, well, you know, the point is it's similar to the NBA bringing in people from Europe and I guess around the world, Jokic and people like that, to play ball. Well, first of all, very few of these European players appeal to me. I don't think they're that good, any number of them. But the NBA is there to win, so they're making decisions that I might differ with on some occasion. Jokic, yeah, is. Does that mean that American players are inferior? No, they still dominate this. So Musk realizes the danger of this. People are angry because this is not America first. And people are saying, Vivek got to go back to the budget cutting and stop insulting Americans. And any number of conservatives have jumped into this. Even Michael Flynn Jr., the son of Michael Flynn, who was high in the first Trump administration. You have people who usually on immigration, illegal immigration, and immigration in general are very strong. And they are pushing back against Vivek Ramaswamy. According to the U.S. Census data, the U.S. has more than two times as many American workers with STEM degrees as there are STEM jobs. And many of the STEM jobs that exist go to foreigners because our immigration system allows them to legally be paid less. That's what's operational here. So, oh, look, Vivek Ramaswamy on his feed is very entertaining, very interesting, no doubt. And he made comments about we need fewer sleepovers and more studying late on STEM and all that. All right. You know, the usual type of stuff. And look, we're two minds about this. I mean, most of us recognize the failures of American public schools by and large. But there are tons of Americans who are incredibly talented and incredibly driven. So this notion that suddenly we can't make it without a big infusion of these people from foreign countries is ludicrous. And I think the premise of President Trump and what he's run on supports that. Now, I have not seen anything. I'll let you know throughout the show if Vivek apologizes or says I was not artful. He certainly wasn't artful. And Musk, jumping in here, was not so good either. I mean, this is the type of thing where we hear it from Democrats. We hear it on lower level jobs. We hear it all the time. President Trump goes through with his deportation, which he is going to go through with Tom Homan and others out there again yesterday, talking about the budget doesn't matter on this because the cost to America is too great. Well, they say that all the time. Americans are lazy. They won't do these jobs. And we push back on that. So why at the kind of upper level, these Silicon Valley jobs and the like, would I not say the same thing? Well, I'm consistent. I do. I don't care if Vivek Ramaswamy says it or not. It doesn't mean everything he says is correct. This was offensive. Scott Jennings last night on CNN, we'll play it in a little bit, talked about all this nerdy stuff. It seems like Vivek got stuffed into a locker or something at some point. Now, this is insulting. And look, we want to move on with this. We want to get them back in their lanes. We don't want the media. The media likes this because they see a break here in MAGA with Vivek versus others. He ought to just say, I didn't mean this by this statement. Here's what I meant. And mainly, I'm going to be focusing on cutting regulations, cutting the spending, etc. Fine. But when I first read this, I thought he was making a reasonable point that we, as Americans, should be taking a look at more of an emphasis, particularly in school, on certain things. But it came across at the end, when you get to the conclusion of all this, that we are talking mainly, though, about why Silicon Valley has to import all these people. And I'm talking about thousands and thousands and thousands, and it's not just Silicon Valley. It's around the world. You can't have it both ways. We can't say we're tired of the suffering we've had due to this immigration, and then at the same time say we're going to jump over Americans. So here's a premise for you on this Friday. Are you in agreement with them? Oh, yeah, we can't compete with these people. Dom, are you kidding me? We have to import them. Again, the NBA basketball analogy is not good. I think the NBA probably has too many European players. I don't like the way they play. Many of them are soft. Many of them are just specialists. There's only a handful. And you mean to say across America, these guys, by and large, are better than American players? No, I don't think so. Why is the NFL not importing people from around the world? You don't see that. So 855-839-1210, do you see Ramaswamy having a point? Again, lecturing Americans on their kids doing better in school, STEM and all, fine. But the bottom line, the punchline on this is they want more of these HB1 visas. I mean, I'm looking on Twitter. Wake Forest, someone had up, was claiming they couldn't find an assistant track coach to compete. Really? I remember a few years ago, there was like a first or second grade classroom here in Philadelphia, a private school, I think it was a private Catholic school, wanting to have to import someone. They couldn't find someone. Well, wait a minute. Why is that? They didn't want to pay. Come on. This is out of step. I got to call this out, and I hope that you do too. And it doesn't mean this is a unforgivable rift. There's a lot with Vivek Ramaswamy, obviously, that is skilled and we like. Get to cutting the budget, getting to doing all that. Let's move away from that. Let's not continue to go down this path. It doesn't make any sense. All right, something that doesn't make any sense, but I think they're going to do it anyhow, and I'll tell you the silver lining. The Hill the last couple days, The Hill, the website, Dom Giordano Show, says that Congress has the power to block Trump from taking office, but lawmakers must act now. That, what they're talking about, is the January 6th voting, as we saw in 2020, and they want to get Trump again under the insurrectionist part of the Constitution. They say the Constitution provides that oath-breaking insurrectionist is ineligible to be president. This is the plain wording of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. This is ridiculous. It's not going to fly. They're not going to be able to do it. But I believe maybe even double figures of Democrats might vote for this. Now, how can it be insurrection when you're not even charged with insurrection, let alone proven insurrection? That's preposterous. We all know that. What would the good be of 10 of them or so voting on this matter, going down this path? Well, again, we would be able to make the point again and again and again that when said denial of an election comes up, that Democrats have done it before, and here they're plotting to do it again. That Jamie Raskin, the guy from Maryland, seems to be one of the constitutional scholars involved with this. So we'll see if they actually do that. I would predict that they will do that in some way, shape, or form. Maybe double figures will be reached. They will not have enough in order to get it over the top, but they are going to try to do it. One other item, then I'll give you the side question, and away we go. Philadelphia juries last year awarded more than $3.3 billion in verdicts in 2024. And I'm looking at the Inquirer today. They give the largest five, of course, going against, you know, I've often said you have a better chance if you are on trial in Philadelphia as a criminal, killer, jury's more sympathetic than if you're a business person. And I've seen them in any way, shape, or form try to get the coverage of a case to be in Philadelphia come hell or high water. Right? That's what I'm talking about. $3.3 billion. Five big cases that had just about the most of that. That's what we've seen here. All right, so we'll keep that under advisement. But coming up, side question today. 51 years ago, yesterday, December 26th, The Exorcist debuted, a cultural phenomenon. I'm looking at this article on Twitter. And one of my all-time favorite movie scenes is the scene where Father Damien has finally had it with the devil and determines that he's going to take on the devil. Come into me. And the devil, in the scene, if you remember, we'll play it for you, is trying to urge him to kill now Reagan, the girl, the young girl, and he has none of that and throws himself out in order to avoid that and apparently taking the devil with him. It is an unbelievable scene. So I want you today to give us a movie scene, and if you want to do a little bit of it, a few lines, that would be great, but you know, tell us in detail that scene. Explain, just don't call and blurt, say this movie scene and this scene, not the whole movie, a particular scene though. You know, there in any great movie, there are one or two scenes. Even The Godfather, there's one or two scenes, though, that really, really move you. That's what we're looking for. Give us that scene in a film that you think does that job effectively. That's what we're looking for. You do that at 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push pound 1210 and get into this Vivek Ramaswamy, and a bit Elon Musk. He was more cautious. Do they have it right? Or is this the type of thing that anybody who has supported what President Trump has run on, America first, Americans first, why are we saying this about America? Well, because it's true, Dom. Is it? I give you the statistics. We've got to stop it already. How is it that America is so behind these other countries, these geniuses and all, and yet we dominate the world? It's the greatest nation in the history of the world. Yeah, I agree with that, but Americans suck. Two things can't be. Now, look, we have any number of people, I get it, that are not pulling their weight, doing it. We get all that. But still, the core of America must be doing something right. We have to be here. Otherwise, we wouldn't be producing what we produce. Yes, there is some immigration. Yes, I know all that. But at its core, These are people born in America, by and large, Americans. 855-839-1210. By the way, don't forget to vote, too, at this point. Just go to at Dom Show 1210. Last couple of hours at 2 o'clock today, we'll announce the winner of the 2024 Caller of the Year. Earl of Tacony was the 2023. He'll take the Green Masters jacket and hand it off. He declined to run this year due to a lot of factors, and it was noble that he did that. We've had some great races here, some great contenders. We're down to Scott of Mount Laurel and Joe, who really has beaten some of the biggies here, Joe of Columbus. Scott was second last year. But Joe of Columbus did not have an easy pathway to get to the final. And he did spectacularly against some of the Joe of Extons, Robert of Ben Sale. I mean, he did really, really well. People like him. We like his calls, without a doubt. Still time to vote, though. Like to see this be nip and tuck, as I call it, around 155 or so. You can get in with that. 855-839-1210. That's how you deal with it. Coming up, Cherry Hill Mall does something smart. They enforce a parental supervision policy just for the day after Christmas. In other words, they don't want to do this all the time. I'll give you the details on that. Others are doing it all the time. But the day after Christmas in 2017, apparently they had 1,000 teenagers roaming that mall, which is kind of spread out, difficult for police to police. It worked apparently really well yesterday. All right, love to get you on board. And again, at Dom Show 1210, you can vote. Is Vivek Ramaswamy correct? Hit us with that, 855-839-1210. All right, it is Dom time. Good Friday. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. You heard where we are, Vivek Ramaswamy. His take on it, all hell breaking loose around it. Kathy Barnett, who worked in the Vivek campaign on Twitter, I saw today, is in the camp where I am, I think. She'll be here at 1 o'clock. This is an insult to American workers. It's offline. It is not anything that is artful or anything else associated with it, and it should be rejected. And I think mainly it's about money. It's about not wanting to pay people. And it's one thing to poach people from around the world. I get it. All the rest. But isn't the core of the Trump campaign to say we are the best? How are we the United States of America if we have people, they won't do these jobs. Every American's lazy. Every American's not smart enough. Stop it already. I don't care who you are. Stop it already. Are you subscribing to that? Do you feel you have to be a lemming because it's Vivek? Oh, it's Vivek. I got to agree with that. He's wrong on this one. And Elon Musk tagging in is not that much better. You heard what I said about European ballplayers in the NBA that he mentioned. They're marginal. There's a few. But they're not the core of the NBA. Are you kidding me? 855-839-1210. You get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210. This will be cut 9. Here is a former Disney employee breaking down in tears as he describes a group of IT workers being told they're losing their jobs because the jobs were given to foreign workers through this H-1B visa program. Rubio opposed it. Trump opposed it, at least on paper. What are they going to say about this? Cut 9.
I walked into a small conference room with about 24 highly respected fellow IT workers. The Disney executive made a harsh announcement to us all. All of you in this room will be losing your jobs in the next 90 days. Your jobs have been given over to a foreign workforce. In the meantime, you will be training your replacements until your jobs are 100% transferred over to them. And if you do not cooperate, you will not receive any severance pay. I was completely silent during this meeting, thinking how this was going to affect my coworkers. How was it going to break news to my family and pay all of our expenses? I would soon be living on unemployment. Later that same day, I clearly remember going to the local church pumpkin sale and having to tell the kids I couldn't buy any that year because my job was being turned over to a foreign worker. I started to think what kind of an American I was becoming, Was I going to become part of ruining our country by taking severance pay in exchange for training my foreign replacement? How many other American families would be affected by the same foreign worker that I trained? The first part of my 90-day period was focused on capturing all that we did with our jobs. We all felt extremely humiliated when the foreign worker sat next to us and watched everything that we did. The final period of the 90 days was the most disgraceful and demoralizing, as we had to watch the foreign workers completely take over our jobs. And we came to grips that the upcoming Disney jobs promise didn't exist. Then finally, on January 31st of 2015, we were ordered to turn in our company badges, laptops, and then ushered out the door. How can it be that everybody that hears these stories about Disney and the like, from the barbers to the bankers, are completely shocked? Yet our lawmakers continue to debate the topic and take no action. The reason that more affected IT workers don't come out into the public is twofold. And that is why most lawmakers mostly hear from the tech giants and are very rarely heard from the displaced American workers who will disclose themselves publicly.
All right, there you go. There's evidence number one, 855-839-1210. Now, occasionally, could there be some superstar out there and all? Are you sick and tired of hearing from Democrats how Americans just won't do these jobs? The country, if we start deporting people, even criminals, vast numbers of people, on January 20th, the country's going to collapse. The other day, the San Francisco Chronicle, the wine industry will collapse. Are you tired of hearing that? And then from people like Vivek, this is insulting on the other level. You know, the idea of, I'm tired of these football quarterbacks and prom queens and all that. Ah, come on now. Enough already. 855, don't be afraid. Or you can tell me, don't be afraid of me if you're on the other side and said he's right. That's exactly it. We have to be working more fanatically here. I mean, the Trump message is about America for Americans, is it not? That's the core of it. It's a great message. And finally, someone said it. This is not it. You ought to apologize, say this was inartful, be more explicit about what he means. And Elon Musk has a tenure on this. 855-839-1210, you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210. Do you agree with me? Do you agree with him? Kathy Barnett, I think, agrees more with me. She'll be here at 1. Also, hit us with that movie scene. Want to reenact a little bit of it? The Exorcist, that scene, I'll play it in a minute. Want to get the callers all set. This is out of line. If Robert Kennedy Jr. says something that's out of line, I'm going to say it when I think it's out of line. We're not going to be in lockstep with this stuff. And the Trump agenda, as I understand it, doesn't mesh with these comments. And there were any number of them that Vivek said along these lines. And they come down to, they want to have much more expanded the HB1 visa program. I don't. Enough already with this stuff. Stop telling me about excellence when you're really attacking the American worker and often you want to pay a cheaper amount of money. That's what it's about. That's not what the Trump movement's about. That sounds like NAFTA. That sounds like all this stuff that we've been fighting. Now, this started because Trump put an Indian-American guy in charge of a major outfit, not cabinet level, and he has been a proponent of greatly expanding the HB1 visa system. I'm not. I would greatly curtail this. I would curtail it down to almost nothing. Is this false American pride? We don't have the people here? How are we the greatest country in the history of the world? How are we still the dominant power in the world if we are not capable people? That we don't have geniuses here? Even if their parents may have immigrated to the country, yes, we get that. And they're here now. They grew up here. Yes, okay. But just willy-nilly plucking people, like the example Elon Musk gave of NBA basketball players, no. And this HB1 visa thing extends far beyond the IT field. It gets into just about every walk of life where they don't want to pay and they take advantage of this. 855-839-1210. Americans will work jobs if they're paid according to the market value. This is always undercutting this stuff. That's a large part of what it is. Plus, it's insulting. It's insulting to America and the American worker. So don't be afraid. There are going to be differences of opinion here. By the way, a quick reminder, we have a heck of a race going on in the final between Joe of Columbus and Scott of Mount Laurel. Vote now. You can still vote. Dan's off today with me, but I think he set it for around 2 o'clock. We'll have the final result. Just go to at Dom Show 1210. You can vote. And it's been quite a unbelievable race. All right, let's go to Dave in Chester Springs. And Dave is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Dave. Welcome in.
Hey, Don. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dave.
Thank you. I have some input on the visa thing in the IT field. So I think it's mainly a cost-cutting measure. So sometimes they'll say, oh, we got to eliminate jobs, so we'll eliminate a U.S. position and we'll move it offshore. And that's a savings or a visa. The other thing is there is some truth that the shortage of IT workers for U.S. citizens or whatever, U.S. born, there is a shortage. Whether they don't apply to it, because I don't know whether they don't apply
Dave. No, I'm looking at the census statistics. We have two times the number of STEM graduates that are not employed in STEM right now. Americans that are unemployed or not employed in STEM. Two times what the demand apparently is. We are turning them out.
Okay. Well, maybe it's the pay, but I think the other thing is once the visa crowd gets into the hiring decisions, they only hire additional visa holders,
yeah.
Too.
Well,
so
what do you make of it that a guy we entrusted, Vivek Ramaswamy, that this is his attitude in this?
I think he's got over his skis a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. And Musk jumping in wasn't quite as bad, Dave, as I said, but he's got a tin ear on this stuff. Look, this is not the Trump campaign is not about cutthroat business type of stuff, which is capitalism that Musk might do or Vivek Ramaswamy. It's about Americans first.
Yeah. But again, my first statement, it goes to the cost. I remember going in a big room and saying, hey, it's cheaper if we get two guys overseas and one person here for the same price. And so the cost is probably the most driving factor.
Oh, well, it is. It is. But again, does that mesh with the Trump movement?
No.
No, that's what I'm saying. So, I think we're going to need some clarification. These guys ought to stick to what they're good at, the regulations, cost-cutting part of this. And not get involved in this because I think they're antithetical to the Trump position.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your scene, Dave?
I guess kind of off the cuff scene that always sticks in my mind is Patton, the movie, General Patton, and he just defeated Rommel in North Africa, and he says, I read your book, USOB.
Oh, yeah. There's several scenes in Patton. Of course, when he slaps a guy in the hospital, but imagine
a guy so
feared that we were able to take rubber tanks and all that type of stuff, and they were afraid Patton was going to lead the charge at Calais, not at Normandy. Wow, that's amazing. Dave, thank you. Have a good new year, and thank you very much for the first time call there. Thank you. So it's the scene in Patton, okay? We'll put that down. You know, if you want to give me a specific line, even act it out, here is a little bit of what got my attention from The Exorcist and always has. This is the scene with Father Damien where he takes one for the team. This will be cut five. He tells him, come into me, cut five.
Take me. Come into me. God damn you. Take me. Take me.
All right, and eventually jumps out of a window. Fifty-one years ago, It debuted 51 years ago on December 26. I think I saw it fairly early on. The music has always been haunting to me. The direction was brilliant. The guy who played the priest, I only saw in a couple of other things. I thought the guy had, was great on the big screen, but didn't see him too much after that. So hit us with that scene in the film and be as explicit as you can. Coming up, more of your calls. Kathy Barnett will be here at 1 o'clock, and of course she ran the domestic ground game for Vivek Ramaswamy. I saw her on Trump today disagreeing with him. This is insulting to American workers. I'm tired of it. That's what the Trump issue was. The country's not going to collapse if we start deporting people that are here illegally. It's not. B, it's not going to collapse if they can't do these cockamamie visa programs undercutting Americans. Look, this HB1A, Vivek sees it one way. I see it as very similar to NAFTA and those trade deals and the things that we made. There's a similarity here. And Americans got shafted. If lawyers and doctors, for example, were being replaced in this manner, you'd start to see riots then. They wouldn't stand for it. It's not just IT people. There's a lot of other jobs. It started with the summer jobs at the shore. It started with some of that stuff. You started to see a smattering. Kids came from Ireland and then all these other countries. And now it's fundamentally that's who has those jobs. Are these jobs Americans won't do? This is what we hear from Democrats all the time. Now we're being told these are jobs that Americans can't do or enough of Americans can't do it. Look, if you have some genius, you know, somebody like that, one of a kind, all right, it's something to look at. But thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are better than us? No, I don't buy that. And if you're starting to buy that as an American, something's wrong with you. Democrats buy that stuff, apparently. They're always telling us about Americans in that way. And yet, they want more and more social welfare programs. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. More of your calls are next on Talk Radio 1210. All right, that's right. It is Dom time. So Vivek Ramaswamy, a little bit Elon Musk versus, say, someone like Kathy Barnett will be here at 1, or me, on this issue as it plays out. By the way, Tim Dillon, you know his face if you've seen him, is doing Netflix is doing a roast. And the premise, a part of the roast, is the United Healthcare guy in the afterlife. I don't know if he's supposed to be in hell or not. I'm not sure. Roasting him. You realize it's what? Is it a month or so after this? Are people going to be laughing at this? Apparently Netflix thinks so, that they are. And I know I'm supposed to be shut up by saying there are people that everything is funny. Where's the humor in this? A guy gunned down like this, a dad, two kids, etc. Where's the humor in that? Tell me. You know, once it's on, I think it debuts today. I may talk about it on a Monday, but he's got a chain around him, you know, like walking with the chain, the ghost, and he's grayish color and all that. Not sure. I just think any roast that I've seen always ends up where it goes too far. It's almost always. That one we saw with Tom Brady and the guy who made the joke about Puerto Rico at Madison Square Garden in the Trump campaign. That's kind of what I think happens with roast. And roasting on this subject, when already we have a problem that any number of Americans have lionized this guy. A, they hate the healthcare industry, and B, they think this guy's attractive. My God. It's pretty difficult to imagine. All right, side question today. Hit me with that scene, and you may want to tell me a little bit more about it. You know, a line, you want to imitate it. That would be great. We'll get a winner at the end of the show. Letters to Trump, this unbelievable book. We'll pull that from this week. And don't forget to vote on the issue of our caller of the year. All right, let's go to Phil in Center City. And Phil, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Phil, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. It's actually Phil from Delaware, but...
Okay, Phil, hi.
Hi, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Phil.
So, with hockey players, mostly Canadian, baseball, Dominican Republic, and Mexico, with basketball, seems to be European countries. So, it's not just specific countries.
Well, I'm just going by what Elon Musk threw in about a couple of European players, like the world's going to end with the NBA. We're not dealing with, Phil, just a couple of players here and there. We're dealing with thousands of people for Americans that could do IT jobs.
And it's interesting with that, with kids, they spend their whole life in, practice and wanting to be major league players.
Right.
And with the medical industry, they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars for an education. Those IT guys had, they were working for however many years. They invested in their job, and here comes the replacement.
Right.
So I would start doing you were suggesting with napkin stuff. I think the government should start charging a fee if a company really wants to bring somebody in to undercut wages. Good. We're going to tax them.
Okay. That sounds like the Trump campaign. What's your scene from a movie or TV show, Phil?
It's pretty depressing and sad, but really hit me. The story where, the husband was visiting his wife who was in a home suffering from dementia, would come in and out of her, comatose and not remembering their life together.
Right.
And they end up going to bed, and the last scene is sunrise, and they're both dead holding hands in bed together.
Wow, that's a heck of a scene. It's a moving scene, but wow, that's intense. That is definitely intense. I haven't seen that, but yeah, that is a scene you wouldn't forget. So hit us with a scene. There might be one word of dialogue. Jim Kelly and I always do the scene from The Godfather, where Marlon Brando's character, The Godfather, is telling Michael that wasn't enough time, Michael, no, wasn't enough time. The American dream and all that. And, of course, Michael Corleone says, "We'll get there, Pop. We'll get there." That scene is the most powerful out of the two Godfathers to me. But this scene, Father Damien throwing himself out of the window to take the devil out, is incredible. I'm a big fan of The Exorcist. I don't think it's just a knockoff horror film at all. So hit us with that scene, 855-839-1210. A couple people, Scott Jennings on CNN, went after Vivek, and saying he seems to be saying, "Make America Urkel again." In other words, Vivek saying, we should stand up for the nerds and all that. Why are we just looking at the athletes? Yeah. Is that really true? I mean, there's some of that. Or hasn't that always been a bit true? Does America not respect people of intelligence or people that are going to be in STEM? A little hard to tell what he's saying, but he's pitching for HB1 visas more. And arguing that's why Silicon Valley is hiring all these people, because Americans are not up to it. I don't believe that. Democrats say the same thing. Americans are not going to work these jobs. The whole country is going to collapse if you deport people. You hear it all the time. Is that true? Is Vivek issuing a truism? Americans are just not that smart anymore. Look, we know the lapses in the public schools and all that. But we also know about the cream of the crop. We know about thousands of American kids, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, that dominate the world. This is pretty insulting here. And I'm all for various immigrant groups in this country that are dominant. I'm the one that says we have too few Asians in a place like Harvard. If they qualify, they qualify. But they're here in America, by and large. This HB1 stuff is asking to exempt and bring in hundreds of them. Why? To undercut American workers. Well, Silicon Valley says it's not about that. We just want the best. Is that really what it's about? You trust them on that? And wasn't the Trump campaign saying to a lot of Americans, you know what, this NAFTA and all this nonsense, I'm going to be your champion. They're not going to push you around anymore. They're not going to undercut Americans. We're not going to be replacing them with a bunch of fat cats that are making money and telling you you're not good enough. The average American worker is good enough versus the rest of the world, but they're not going to work for slave wages, not going to, nor should they be forced to work like people in some other countries. Right? And I don't care who says it. I don't care if Elon Musk says it or Vivek Ramaswamy. I don't care if Democrats say it. Neither should you. When they're wrong, they're wrong. Don't feel, oh my God, you can't say that. They're always right. Not right on this one. This is insulting. And they ought to apologize, and then we ought to move on, and they ought to go back to the cost cutting and the things that they're supposed to be there to do. Because they certainly have a tin ear when it comes to Trump supporters, and on Twitter and all over the place, they're responding exactly as I am or more. 855-839-1210. I'll come to you more on the side question. Hit us with that all-time scene. That's what we're looking for. Hey, the NFL playoffs are almost here, but it's not too late to get in on the regular season. And FanDuel, you can do it with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. That's America's number one sports book, because right now, new customers, you can finish the season strong with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. There are so many ways for you to pick up a W. All that you have to do, not only can you bet on who will win the game, but FanDuel also has bets for which player will score a touchdown, how many points each team will score, and so much more. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom, D-O-M, to join today. This way you'll be all set for the biggest game of the year. That's FanDuel.com/Dom, D-O-M, for your chance at $250 in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania, first online real money wager only. $5 first deposit is required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. The bonus is issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after that receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, it's Dom time, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. You know, hard to figure out fully the NFL numbers. The Christmas game set streaming records, okay? So the NFL can point to that, but they trail the 2023 broadcast numbers of the NFL on all those platforms. So does that tell us then they're going to continue to do this? Well, they got $150 million, so they're going to balance that versus not as many people watched NFL football this Christmas. And the only reason I can think of why they didn't have Netflix. They weren't someplace where somebody had Netflix. And they weren't going to pay for it just to watch a football game, which I'm wholeheartedly in favor of, because the more they you let them do this, the more of that's what you're going to get. And the NBA did rather well, but they still were dwarfed by the NFL ratings, even though it was exclusively on Netflix. Streaming record best, but they did better in 2023 when just on regular TV. A broadcast TV. What does that tell them? Well, we came pretty close and we're getting $150 million, so maybe we'll continue that. Side question today, talking about The Exorcist, and that's 51 years ago that it debuted, and also talking about this Vivek Ramaswamy comments and then Elon Musk jumping in. And I don't want this to be a civil war. The media wants that. They want to see, oh, man, here we're going to go now here. But these guys ought to stick to their knitting, which is cutting government, etc., I think. Or maybe you're in agreement with them. Vivek went on this long thing on Twitter attacking the American value system, too much emphasis on prom queens and football quarterbacks. And as I said, Scott Jennings went after him on CNN, and I think appropriately. Let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel. Scott's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. I tell you, whether I agree or disagree, I don't even care. I just don't want Vivek to get out there and give people fodder to oppose him on what he's there for, is to cut the budget
right.
and slim down government. And all he's doing is giving people fodder. They'll use it against him. And there are people, unfortunately, that will, you know, oppose him for reasons that have nothing to do with the job that he's hired to do.
Right. And the bottom line, though, is the agenda here HB1 visas, or he just wanted to make this point in support of this Indian-American guy? I can't get inside his head. All I know is we already have way too much of this visa program. This is insulting to Americans. We have Americans just as smart or more than anybody else in the world.
I agree with that completely, but I think the biggest thing is that Vivek needs to stay out of everything
yep.
else and stay.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he likes to talk, so it's going to be hard for him to keep that low profile and only come out. Like Musk came out when there was a budget issue with, you know, what the Democrats
right.
were trying
right.
to do, and that was a great influence. But to come out on other topics, you're just creating people that are going to be against you for no reason.
And this is already going to be difficult enough. We know how intransigent government is to cut this. And to actually do it, we all agree to cut it, but the mechanism to do it is going to be hard. Exactly right. Don't give them any fodder. Just say, I didn't mean this, and move on.
Yeah, exactly. And did you hear, I don't know if you heard this morning with Tony Bruno, they were playing this Lindy Lee, her quote basically that they're really, the Democrats are so upset, the big donors, about how their money was wasted, and they gave it to
yes.
Oprah and to Al Sharpton, all this stuff. Boy, Republicans should be jumping on that and saying, yes, and this is exactly how our government is being run. And this is why we need to cut all this stuff out. I mean, this is like a golden opportunity.
It is. And again, keeping people in their lanes is all that's necessary. We're trying to get Lindy Lee on, I don't know about next week, but very soon. And she's exposed exactly your point. These people are not dumb. Not only did they lose, but they enriched Al Sharpton, Oprah, and these others.
And they're doing the same thing with our tax dollars every single
yes.
day, which is why we
right.
really need this committee.
What's your scene, Scott?
My scene is, and there's a part in Rocky IV, and I saw this originally in the theater, in Rocky IV where Rocky starts to really damage Drago, and he really just starts to take control of the fight. And there's an emotion there, and you think about it, especially Cold War 1980s, it was just
yeah.
it was off the chart with emotion in that theater.
Well, I mean, you're leaving out the money shot, though. Isn't there a line in there?
I know, your favorite. I know, Drago bleeds.
Yes! You want to say that to the kids.
I didn't want to say that because I don't want to act like I was just sucking up to try to win.
No, that's okay. No, you're exactly right. That scene, that's the line, because I try to say that to people all the time. You know, you're tired of hearing you put their pants on one leg at a time like you do. But when you see the other side bleed a little bit, oh, man, that's when you know they're not Superman.
Yeah, that is true. You just got to keep pounding away with those body punches. And the same thing with cutting government. I mean, that's what we're going to have to do. The Democrats aren't going to make it easy. They're going to make us really grind it out.
Yeah, good scene, Scott. Rocky IV, thank you. Have a good new year. And Scott, of course, one of the contenders. Go to at Dom Show 1210, at Dom Show 1210. It's him and Joe of Columbus. Haven't heard from Joe today. Maybe we will in this big finale. But yeah, but Drago bleeds. That's a line for me. All right, Kathy Barnett, On Deck Circle. Happy holidays to all. And it's a perfect time to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Hall sale. Right now, you can save up to 78% on exceptional nutritional supplements for every area of your health, from essentials like omega-3s, probiotics, to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and a whole lot more. And the best part, over a dozen health-boosting Rescue products, they are marked down under $20. Get started or stock up today. Call them at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. What happens is you'll speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. At Rescue, with Rescue, you can reinforce your immunity system, you can boost energy, and you can reach your health goals. Again, there's no code needed to save up to 78% site-wide. Get a head start on your health. Visit today, res-q.com.